legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalize your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavors to choose from. Now that's legendary flavor. Nando's.
Fev, it's unusual working with someone that thinks that their dogs talk to them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this is one of our favourite segments last week. Evie Jones, you love dogs, you adopt dogs, they live at your house. Yep. You often talk to them on your phone because you've got a camera put in.
Yep.
And you think they talk back.
They do.
Which is amazing. So we thought of a segment last week. What does your dog sound like? If it had a voice, what would it sound like?
God, it was a good segment.
And we
segment.
Had some great callers. And this is what the... Melbourne had to say.
Yeah, here's we start with Cameron from Baxter.
We've got Steve Irwin one.
Yes, that is in here. That is in here. Just quickly, what does your dog sound? What would your dog sound like if it could talk, Beverly?
Beverly is like this.
Beverly smokes ciggies and she goes to the pub a lot.
Sissy says picnic at the end of it. So she's just like, I like you. Fevola, it's a picnic.
But she doesn't actually say picnic.
Okay.
No, but she would have that at the end of every sentence.
Good stuff. Hey, it even has its own show jingle now, such as the popularity of this segment.
I think my pets, they sound like this. I think my pets can talk like this. I think my pets, they sound like this when they're talking to me.
Thank you, Hall & Oates. All right, here we go. Here are some of the examples that Fev was talking about.
I got a husky and a Labrador, but the husky is the one we're talking about.
How would it sound?
A bit goofy, a bit like, throw the ball.
Oh, I got a little sausage dog.
How does it talk to you, mate?
Bit like Mickey Mouse. What you talking about, Willis?
Well, that's the guy from Different Strokes.
I've got a Kelpie cross, but he sounds like an excited Steve Irwin. Oh, crikey, I'm excited to go for a walk.
I've got a new dog.
Yeah.
We've got Murphy the pug, who's just come on the weekend, and he has unfortunately got a bad liver.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
And so he can't eat much more than bananas.
Right.
So we just have to say bananas to him, and he goes bananas. And his voice would be like, bananas! Because that's what I say to him, bananas!
Okay. Gift that keeps giving.
Oh, it really does. That's great. Can you keep adopting other dogs, please, just so we can hear the voices? It's also a great thing to do. 13 10 60, call us right now. What would your dog sound like if it could talk?
What would your cat sound like?
You wouldn't think, that cat, it would hiss, it would be like the...
Yes!
It would be the most evil thing in the world.
You,
okay, that's my girlfriend's cat. Keep in mind, it's a dog segment. So what does your dog's voice sound like? Give us a call now and make a fool of yourself. 13 10 60.
1019.
The Fox.
What does your dog's voice sound like? Yes, that's right. We asked the question, what does your dog's voice sound like? We did this a couple of weeks ago and we got some great responses.
I got a husky and a Labrador, but the husky's the one we're talking about.
How would it sound?
A bit goofy, a bit like, throw the ball.
Oh, I got a little sausage dog.
How does it talk to you, mate?
Bit like Mickey Mouse.
What you talking about, Willis?
Well, that's the guy from Different Strokes.
I've got a Kelpie cross, but he sounds like an excited Steve Irwin. Oh, crikey, I'm excited to go for a walk.
We've got some more here. They've come through for another week. We can milk this segment, Fev.
This is
week.
Almost my favourite segment. Michael from Tullamarine. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. What would your dog sound like?
When I take him to a walk, he goes to other dogs and, starts barking. And I was thinking to myself, probably sounds a lot more like this. Like, I'm a hobbro. Like, what breed are you?
What's his name?
So his name is Tank.
Tank, the woggy doggy.
Is it? What sort of dog is it, Michael?
It's a German Shepherd.
Of course it's a German Shepherd.
What sort of dog? What sort of breed are you?
Thank you very much, Michael. Let's go to Paran. This is happening all over Melbourne.
G'day, Nicole.
Hello there.
What sort of dog do you have?
A little Staffy.
Little Staffy. What's the Staffy's name?
Little Ruby.
And how would she sound?
She calls me a good girlfriend. She goes, hello, my good girlfriend.
Like a nail salon girl.
I want some Bing Tang.
She gets the with your nails done.
There we go. Yep. Okay, there we go.
Little
so a Balinese.
So now I've pictured that dog.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
this
that's
is
the best.
Great. Thank you, Nicole.
All right, John from Carrum Downs, good morning.
How you going, mate?
Not bad. What sort of dog do you have?
Beth can't handle
I'm
this.
Lost. What sort of dog do you have?
Yeah, I've got a brown Labrador. Her name's Honey.
Honey.
Okay.
Oh, how would she sound?
I reckon she'll sound exactly like me. As soon as she wakes up in the morning, she's like, food, 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 food.
That's a Labrador. Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
Very good. Well, that closes the book on another week of our popular segment, Pet Talk.
My pets, they sound like this. I think my pets can talk like this. I think my pets, they sound like this when they're talking to me.
Also had another great caller.
Can we get all the dogs together and then have their owners talk like them?
Oh, that's a great idea. God. Here we go. Good stuff.
the Staffy from Bali. Oh, Ruby. I've lost it.
Plait your hair.
Oh, God.
101.9 The Fox.
You know how cold it is? It's freezing in Melbourne. The police have finally been given the go-ahead that they can start wearing beanies on the job.
Just as spring starts, going into summer.
Yeah. Bit late, but it's still freezing, so it's okay. They can start wearing them. And even they've even started to make a new hat that's insulated. So when they, you know, once the beanies have worn off, they can just wear their normal hats and they're insulated. And I think that's really nice. I think everyone should be allowed to wear a hat.
Well, nice beanie. Obviously, you wouldn't just wear your footy one. I mean, it'd be a police branded.
Issued.
Yeah.
It would look actually quite nice.
Mm. I'm all about uniform.
Are you? Do you like a uniform?
Love a uniform.
What?
Why?
What do you mean? So you'd like, do you want us to wear uniform?
I'd love it if we had a dress
What
code.
Do you think our uniform should be?
I don't know, like fox, something fox.
Just dress up as a fox every day?
I played footy, so we always had to wear a uniform, like Carlton apparel, or if I was in Brisbane, even when you played for Victoria, it was Victorian, you rock up in a suit, you had the Carlton tie.
Right.
I just think it looks great.
So we should wear Fox Station merchandise.
You always would probably look good in a uniform. I have to dress for my body, and every time I've ever been given a uniform, it never suits me. So but I do like the convenience of having to not think about what I'm going to wear every day.
Yep. What are some of the worst, like, because you've had some interesting jobs.
Oh my God. When I worked at SeaWorld, there was this one particular uniform you had to work on, the Bermuda Triangle. It was so ugly. I looked ugly every day in it. But do you know what? Speaking of uniform, well, dress codes, when I worked at SeaWorld, they used to make me cover up my dolphin tattoo.
Seriously?
That's called irony.
That's unbelievable. Wow. All right.
Yeah, they made me put a Band-Aid over it.
That's fair enough.
Maybe, just maybe, there's a
dolphin.
A phone, you would have thought it would be fine. There's a phone in, give us a call, maybe with your work uniform that you wish you didn't have to wear. Because, you know, you think of, I don't know, Scoops Ahoy on Stranger Things, that ridiculous, you know, maybe you work in a store where the uniform is absolutely ridiculous and you want to suggest some changes?
I worked at McDonald's. I loved their uniform. Had the nice green and white striped shirt with a bow tie, with a little hat.
There's nothing worse than seeing a pimply 15-year-old kid in a really, really bad uniform going, "Hello, can I help you?"
I used to wear my Macca's belt out on a Saturday.
What?
Did you?
Yeah, because I didn't really have a belt. I just thought it was cool.
Just the Macca's. It
probably wasn't cool back then. I thought I looked cool. But
some people absolutely love uniforms. My friend was running a backpackers in Cambodia, and this guy used to come to work every day in a McDonald's outfit in uniform. And she finally said to him one day, "Where did you get your McDonald's uniform from?" He said, What's McDonald's?" He just, because it was all charity, he was just so proud to have a uniform. Aww. He would press it every day and wear it every day.
Beautiful, earnest story.
Don't you like a uniform?
No. That's a beautiful, touching story.
No, because I mentioned uniform and you didn't like it.
I just don't know if at the radio station, Leon, I don't know that we need to wear matching costumes to work. Can't we just wear normal clothes?
I actually wouldn't mind it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
I think it's going to happen.
It's classy. All right. I can have a nice uniform.
Work uniform.
Looks good.
What is it about your work uniform that annoys you? Maybe there's something you're not allowed to wear that you'd like to wear. The police have got their beanies. They deserve that.
Like even picking the kids up from school, like Lenny and Lulu's school, they've all got the same uniform. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the look of uniforms. It looks way too sheepish, like sheeps.
131060, give us a call. That didn't make a heap of sense. 131060, we will come back to your calls.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Bit of a uniform breakthrough, Evie Jones, for the Victorian Police. What have they managed to achieve with their uniform?
Well, they're allowed to wear beanies to keep their heads warm.
About
it's
time.
Freezing
Surely.
In Victoria.
Yeah, good stuff. Not everyone loves their uniform at work. Fev has proposed a Fox FM uniform for all of us.
No, I just said I'd just like a uniform.
Sure.
It'd be nice if we all wore a uniform.
Work on that. Jess is there, though, on the phone.
Good morning, Jess from Frankston.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Where do you work?
I work in childcare.
And you don't like a uniform?
No, so We have to wear either slacks or a skirt and like a button-up polo shirt.
Oh.
And we have to get around on the floor and run around with the children and everything else, but it's just so impractical. We should be wearing like leggings. Or, you know, activewear.
Activewear.
That's fair enough.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it quite hard to get down and, you know, do all the things with the children.
Especially in a skirt.
Yeah, that's right.
It's outrageous. Maybe our Fox FM uniform could incorporate activewear, Fev.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with anything. Cool. I just like a uniform because then we're all ready, we're all prepared.
Yep.
It shows that you mean business.
I've got my activewear on right now and I'm never active.
Cooper from Melton. Good morning, Coops.
Yeah, how you going?
Not too bad. Where do you work, mate?
I used to work at Macca's.
Macca's uniform's great.
Nah, not the new one they've got. They've got these, like, jean pants that you got to wear.
Jean pants?
And, yeah, underneath the bottom of the pants is for Velcro, so you can put them up there. If you're a bit short, you can pull your pants up, but they never worked, and they always used to get stuck to your leg and pull out your leg hairs.
Oh, wow. McDonald's, work on your pants.
They would.
You're hurting, Cooper.
I used to have these green things. Yeah. They were cool.
Green things?
Pants.
They're the green pants. Yeah.
They were hipster.
Hot.
Oh, mate, you should see me in Macca's uniform.
It's the Fox.
I want to find us a photo, Fev.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
The Bachelor is back tonight on Channel 10. What about last night? It was a controversial plot twist. You had Rachel taking her eye off the prize. Quite literally, Matt Agnew is the Bachelor. He's the prize. She's found a plan B, as she called him. It's basically just a member of the Bachelor crew.
Going into the cocktail party, I don't really have any nerves. And yeah, I don't really care too much about speaking to Matt because I'm pretty keen to see plan B.
Whoa, Fev, look who's on the line.
Rachel, good morning, Rach.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. I actually quite like that you had a plan B because at the end of the day, Matt the Bachelor has 28 girls to choose from. He's got more than a plan B.
And back to B, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
Well, 100%. So you've had your eye on a crew member, which you went on to have a little bit of a chat with. You gave your number to him. And then you're talking to the producers and doing like a little bit of a vox pop. And
yeah, we'll see.
This is what happened.
Oh, right at the end here?
Right at the end here. This is what happened, Rach.
I don't feel bad per se that there's other girls that did have feelings for Matt that have gone home and I'm still here. And yeah, I don't really feel bad having a plan B either.
And what is the plan with plan B?
The plan with plan B is to message him when I get out because he's got my contact details.
Hey, Rach.
Oh, hello.
Whoops. How did you feel at that moment?
I just, like, didn't even know where to begin my conversation with him because I was like, whoopsie.
Going to denial.
Why is he always lurking around? He seems to just be creeping around all the time.
And he just confronts
everyone. Get out of the bushes, Matt.
I know.
Now, Ray, did you text the crew member?
Yeah.
Actually, no. But I did insta-stalk him.
Yeah. And?
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
I know. Biggest buzzkill of the day,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's cost you your chance with Matt. And
well,
then,
he's got a girlfriend. And by the looks of the tabloids this week, you have a girlfriend too.
Yes.
That was a good way to get into that combo.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, did you like what I did there?
Beautiful sequence. So what did you see, Feb, in the magazines?
Well, I just see young Rach here, and she's with another batch contestant, I think.
Yeah, that's Vacco.
And
a bit of this and a bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of a nice little setting with a wine and
kissing.
Just a smooth. That's you're right in there.
Yeah.
What's going on? I have no boundaries, clearly.
No, we love it. But that's proper kissing, like romantic.
Pardon?
That's romantic kissing you're having with Vacco in that photo.
Yeah, look, it's a bit like that.
Is it?
Oh, so you're together.
I'm not really a romantic type, if I'm honest, but yeah, I guess you could say that.
So you two are an item?
At the moment it's pretty casual, but we've definitely gotten closer.
Great.
So, I mean,
I love that you've maybe found each other on the show.
That's an amazing
story.
Did you feel
attracted to her?
Did
you feel attracted to her at all on the show?
No, we were close in the house, but not like after we got out when we got closer. I don't know. Because I would tan outside in the day and she would watch TV, so we didn't, like, hang out that much in the house. And then once we got out, it, I guess, eventuated from there.
Now, is she okay with her being your plan C?
She would like to say A.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aww.
Who do you think's going
to
win?
We tell her that to keep her happy.
Keep her happy. Who do you think's going to win?
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Well, Rachel's girlfriend's certainly not going to win.
No.
No, she's out.
She's out.
There's 10 girls left. Who do you think's a front runner?
I think Abby and Chelsea.
Yeah. Okay. You don't think Ellie?
Yeah, I definitely did think Ellie until I watched the show. Like, in the house, we were like, Ellie's going to win. Right. Now I'm watching, I'm like, okay, there's some other people that have got strong connections.
Yeah, you're seeing other things.
Who didn't you like in the house?
Who didn't I like?
Was you and Abby? You didn't like Abby. You don't like her.
Yeah, we definitely... No, we're friends now. So that we had a fight and it lasted for about 12 hours. Because, like... Her and I do get along really well. Like, she's hilarious. Like, but yeah, we had a fight, and then like we were in the gym like the next day, and I was like, "Fine, I'll forgive you."
Okay.
Trying to spot her or something. Yeah.
I like everyone. To be
you sure?
Like,
what about what about Mary? Yeah. There's been a suggestion from other friends of ours on The Bachelor. She might be two-faced.
That was a bit of a stitch up because you know what? We would all joke around in the house about our plan Bs, like, oh, before bed. Like, and she was in my room, but she started that whole plan B thing. She had one too.
You had this to say, Rach.
Oh, you've got, I think I know the one you want me to play.
Listen to this, Rach. Okay, is this what you had to say?
Is this about
your plan B?
Is this where Matt confronts her? Here we go.
So I'm just trying to understand what was the motivation to keep sticking around. If you'd made your mind up to pursue... I guess a plan B, as you. Because I mean, as I understand, it's this isn't like a tonight thing.
That's not a thing. Like, that's a joke. All the girls have said, like, only one person's going to win. Who's going to be your plan B, kind of thing? Like, it's a joke.
You put your number in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
No, one of the other girls actually did. I was upstairs and hearing makeup.
Oh, okay. We've heard enough. But look, we're glad that Rachel has found success and she's found love with another member of the crew. Yeah, not the original one, not the plan B, but the plan C, as Fred says.
Plan V.
I was going to be leaving that night anyway. Like, I was ready to leave. Oh, so when, I was like to the girls, let's, like, get me in with the plan B.
Yep.
But obviously one of them did.
There we go. Good stuff.
Yeah. That's what I used to say about Brisbane. I was going to leave the day before they sacked
me. Anyway.
We all say about before we get sacked.
We will be watching The Bachelor again. It is tonight, 7:30 on 10.
Thanks, Rach.
Yeah, thanks for being so honest with us, Rach.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
Good luck.
Everything. Bye.
14
Bye.
To 8.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie, I'm going to get a little bit serious right now. Something happened yesterday in the courts of Melbourne where a thug who assaulted an ambulance driver walked free from court after this poor paramedic had been put in a headlock. She had neck and back pain, been placed in headlock, as I said, been punched, twisted and pinned in the back of her vehicle when she went out to help this guy who was obviously under the influence of drugs. He had like a cocktail of drugs in his system and she'd been assaulted. And there's mandatory 6-month jail term that got put in 5 years ago for thugs who bash paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not once been dished out in court.
Not once in five years has this been,
which is an absolute disaster.
What does
disaster.
Mandatory mean then?
Yeah, I mean, look it up in the dictionary.
Well, I'm not sure. And there's been anger. And the paramedics, in their own right, have gone out and all in the back of their ambulance vehicles. They've put paramedic basher walks free today. I think this is absolutely disgusting that a paramedic who's there to save lives, they're amazing people. Like, they're going out to save our mothers, our sisters, brothers, grandfathers, dads, loved ones. They're going out to try to save people's lives. And then they have to put up with this crap that people full of drugs are assaulting them, bashing them. She hasn't worked since January, this poor girl. Mm. She has flashbacks. She has nightmares about it. So her life is ruined from this event. And then he goes to court, gets off, should be in jail for minimum 6 months, go in, and they said, oh, no, he's got some sort of mental issue and he was on drugs, and I don't think jail is the right place for him right now. No, if you break the law, you don't get an option. You get put into jail. So I don't understand why He's walked free.
And so many in 5 years. There's been a lot. Been a few.
And they shouldn't have to cop that going to work. And at the end of the day, these guys are going to walk off the street. They're going to walk off their job. But it's not. But that's not good because someone's going to need them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's in trouble.
Well, you know what it's going to take? Unfortunately, one of these poor people will probably be killed before anything is done properly.
It shouldn't get anywhere near that.
No, we should. In 5 years, a mandatory 6-month minimum should have been used already to set a precedent. You should never go to work and be absolutely frightened for your life.
And within hours, the paramedics, the chief has come out and spoken and put it out to Dan Andrews to appeal this, because I think that's the way you go about it, to take it back to court so this guy goes to jail, because it needs to happen. 13 10 60, are you a paramedic? And explain to us what you do have to go through on a day-to-day basis.
We just turn up and talk into a stick for a few hours.
So lucky.
This is an unbelievable job, and you're right, Fev. So if paramedics are good enough to give us a call, let's try and get the reality of what it's like to be a paramedic and how they feel about this story.
Most ERs now have security guards because of the ICE epidemic. Like, they have the strength of 10 men, they say.
Unbelievable.
People that are having a psychosis.
13, 10, 60 is
our
number.
Might have to take, though. Every paramedic have a security guard.
Imagine what that's going to put on our economy.
Unbelievable.
On our resources.
Let's see how we go on the phones. In fact, lots of calls coming through. 13 10 60 is the number.
1019 The Fox.
An amazing story come out of Melbourne yesterday at the court, where a mandatory 6-month minimum jail term for thugs who bash paramedics wasn't dished out yesterday. He got off, he walked free. And not one time in 5 years has this mandatory sentence been issued to a person who's bashed a paramedic, which is unbelievable. The poor victim, she's had neck, back pain after being put in a headlock and being punched, twisted and pinned back in the back of her vehicle, going out to save this guy because he had been on drugs, which I just find unbelievable that he was able to walk free. The judge said that jail wasn't the right place for him. No. If you commit a crime and you plead guilty, you should. And it's in there. I don't understand why that law is in there. And don't have a mandatory system if you're not going
to... And you could argue about rehabilitation, but I tell you what's not the place, just to walk free, just to casually... I mean, there might be some other form of rehabilitation, possibly. And just to wander around. She's not even working, this poor girl.
No, she's not working since January, and she was obviously still very upset yesterday when she left court. And our paramedics do a wonderful job. They go out and save our loved ones when they're in trouble, and it's got to a point where I was reading some articles where paramedics were like, I don't want to go to work.
No, you wouldn't.
And you don't blame them. But there are people out there that need your help.
You would expect to have a bit of I used to look after Tom, or has type 1 diabetes. When he's having a hypo, very violent.
Yeah.
Right. So you cop it.
Right.
And as ambulance, I would see here, I would cop it. They would cop it. You would expect that because you know what the condition is doing to that person. So someone like Tom wouldn't have to go to jail. There's extenuating circumstances with violence in your job. You would expect certain things as being a paramedic. But this kind of violence, drug-fueled, where you've...
Scary.
Yeah, it's really scary.
All right.
Terry from Pakenham. Good morning, Tez.
Lots of calls.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We're good. Are you a paramedic?
No, my husband is a paramedic, and I am absolutely ropeable about what's happened. I am so devastated every day when my husband goes to work. How am I supposed to know that he's coming home?
Yeah, God.
And what if he does come home and he's injured and, you know, who's going to look after my family? Who's going to pay my mortgage?
Yeah.
How does your husband have the same feelings when he goes off to work? Does he tell you stories about what happens, or...?
Yeah, it's terrifying. They have what they call a special button. I don't know what it's called, but a distress button. Mm-hmm. And the amount of times he's had to press that and have the police come because they're in danger, it's terrifying.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
What do I tell my son?
Yeah.
You know, it's okay for people to go and bash paramedics because nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sort of message it's sending, isn't it? If they're not going to infiltrate the mandatory 6-month jail term, people will be like, oh, well, I'll just get off.
Well, you'll see ambos all over Melbourne, and a lot of them have signs written on the back, like paramedic basher walks free today. And I think most people would support
Thanks for your call, Terry. Anne Marie from Caroline Springs. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Are you a paramedic?
I sure am.
And how do you feel going to work every day?
Oh, look, it's disgusting, to be honest. At the moment, we're all terrified going to work. It wouldn't be even stupid to say that I reckon everyone is abused on a daily basis, whether it be verbal, physical. But we all still turn up to work every day, which is the amazing thing. Poor Mon, I've worked with her in the past, and she's a fantastic paramedic. We've lost someone with amazing skills who's got beautiful compassion, all because some guy decided to take drugs. And also, I read that he's on the autism spectrum disorder, and I'm sure we all know people who do have ASD, and they're also wonderful people. I think this guy made a choice on that day to take drugs and do something terrible, and I think he should have been reprimanded for it.
Yeah, 100%. Well said, Emery. And what should we do about this? What should the government do?
Oh, I think that they need to start fixing the mandatory sentence that they've put down at the moment. I mean, I've been involved recently with a case where someone got 3 months jail sentence and he appealed it. So he's back out on the streets again, free to do what he likes.
And what do they need to do for the paramedics, Anne-Marie? Do you feel like you need security to go out, like people to help you when you go out, to sit in the back of the van and like protect you?
Look, it's almost at a point where it has to come to that. It's almost at a point where we're going to need an extra police force just to come out and respond with every single job that we do. Obviously, there are jobs that we go to and we're warned before we go there. We have to RV with police because we're already worried about what can occur. But there's that certain percentage of jobs that we do go to where there's no warning at all and it comes out of the blue, and that's when it catches us by surprise and we're injured. It's terrible.
Well, thank you for what you do for a job, we just hope this mandatory sentence actually starts to get implemented. We've got one more call we'll take here for Evan, 13 1060.
Erica from Werribee, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a paramedic as well?
No, I'm a person that is very lucky to have paramedics. They saved my life, so... Yeah. Back in 2009, I was training for a triathlon. I was hit by a car on a very cold winter's morning. I was lying on the road. Someone saw me and called paramedics the next minute. I was in the back. They were taking me to the best hospital, reassuring me that I was going to be okay. Their knowledge of what was going on was amazing. They saved my life. So
we need these people.
You know, and... That was like the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. And those people, they're amazing. And to think that people take advantage of that, and this is their job and it's their passion, and people need to realise that without them, people like me would have been in a lot of trouble. So,
well, it's fair to say, Erica, if the paramedics didn't come because they were afraid of something happening, you probably wouldn't be here today.
Absolutely.
This is what they do every day, and we need to look after them. It's unbelievable. We could have taken a lot more calls.
We had heaps of calls. Thanks, heaps, guys, for your calls.
All of them. Yeah, 22 past 8 right here with Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Tommy Little.
Oh, hey. Good morning, legends.
Yeah. Do you run in or?
Why are you so brown?
I'm going to go for a run after this, and that is a black market solarium, Evie. I have one. I'm charging $10 a pop. Like my garage is glowing. People think it's dope plants, like hydroponic. Yep. Yeah. It's not. It's just a bit of solar action.
Do you know how many blokes that I played footy with out at Deer Park would love to hit up your solarium?
Mate, come round. Come round. I'll buy a few more.
Yeah. Doesn't Warnie have one in his house? I think Warnie's got one.
That is defamation, and you can't say that into it. You can't say that into a microphone, mate.
Warnie is very litigious.
What are you doing?
Nah, just a gag.
That does not get you out of it, does it?
These days you say, oh, just joking.
Just joking. Yeah. Just joking. I always pretend, oh, is the microphone on? Oh, sorry. I had no idea. I thought that was a private conversation. Guys, I'm very excited to be here because my last media experience was just shattering. Feb, you saw the end of it.
I did watch it. Yeah, your microphone wasn't on.
Mate, my microphone wasn't on. So I was on the project last night, barely, because we did a pre-recorded interview with astrophysicist and bachelor Matt Agnew. Yeah. And we had to pre-record the chat because he was pretending he had other stuff on.
Yeah, he got nothing on.
So... And we were chatting to him about Pluto being named a planet again. Yes. And he came on and he said, see if you can picture where the chat went wrong, right? So he said Pluto is a dwarf planet.
Yes.
And I interjected.
I was waiting.
I interjected and I said,
"This is your wheelhouse."
Yes. And I said, "Matt, you can't say that." I said, "It's a short-statured planet."
And, that's great.
And then a few laughs, and then he just stared. He just stared at the camera, and I laughed, and I said, "Don't worry, mate, that won't make the cut. It's fine, right?" And
hoping then, it will.
Absolutely. I'm thinking, and I'm patting myself on the back. I'm like, that's good stuff, weapon. Well done. Keep going. You miss all the shots you don't take. And then someone asked him about commitment, and he kind of laughed. And I said, "Matt, I'm so sorry. We're here to talk to you about space. Now, the gravitational pull of Pluto, you mentioned that earlier. Anyway, Matt, have you ever had a gravitational pull, right?"
Oh.
And yes, that's what everybody did with that one.
Yeah.
And
little so that, is, little is.
And I thought, it doesn't actually make sense.
No, on Pluto, because it's a dwarf.
Yes. See? Now we're all having fun, right? I get it. And then, just as we were about to let him go, I said, anyway, because he started to kind of feel a bit sheepish. And I went, "Matt, I'm so sorry about all these ridiculous questions. Just one more space question. And you can guess what I was going to say." Oh. I said, "Uranus, please tell us about it."
Okay.
And thanks, Evie. You're the one.
Did you pat?
Yeah, I was patting, mate. At this stage, I was asking for more hands to pat myself, on the back. And I think probably the real bullet was when Pete then said, "Mate, just before we let you go, we need to ask you, the girls that Tommy has been with in the Bachelor House, do you know anything more about those?"
Yep.
And he said, "Look, to be honest, I haven't thought about it. I'll just let sleeping dogs lie." And I said, "Matt, you definitely can't call them that." 101.9,
The Fox. Tomorrow night will be massive. Our very own Brendan Favola is the Victorian team captain in the 2019 Woo! Red Energy EJ Witten Legends Game. It's tomorrow night at Amy Park, so it's on the rectangular field. It should be a lot of fun. Tickets via tickettech.com.au, and the gates open at 6:30 p.m. I mean, you're the captain, Phil.
I'm a skipper. Dermot Burden's a coach. Got a lot of good players playing. Evie Jones, all for a great cause in men's health. So all the money raised goes toward the EJ Witten Foundation. So it's great to be a part of it. I got to play for Victoria when I played footy, which was a great, one of the best experiences of my footy career. And to run out with all these old boys, it'll be fun. But I got Byron to play as well. So he's a super sub. He's coming on for the All-Stars because he's from Cessnock. Okay. So all the Victorians play against everyone else from around Australia. It's going to be fun. There's some great names.
Sydney, actually. But
and then there's Byron.
It's called a power player, and apparently the power players come on for 5 minutes. You come on for a 5 minute burst, unless your captain, and in my case, I'm sure it's Wayne Carey.
His coach.
Unless your coach, Duck, Wayne Carey, decides he needs you any further. He won't need me any further.
I think, Andrew Jarman is your captain.
Okay, so that'll be up to Jarman.
If he doesn't eat you beforehand,
I'm really worried about you, Byron.
You worried?
I'm really worried about you. I'm glad that your girlfriend is going to be with me during the game because I may need to console the life out of her.
When I'm taken off to hospital?
Yes.
Because I'm playing on Fev. All right, so I'm going to play full back and I'm going to try and...
playing on you.
I'm going to try and stop Fev from kicking all those snags. So anyway, well, thankfully I've got a few mates that actually play footy, including Mason Cox, who's been a really, really nice guy, especially with my American son, because Mason has always been very nice to Zephyr, my son.
Yeah.
So he's a mate of mine. So I asked Mason Cox. So
we've got a translator?
Okay, that's racist. Mason... I just said, "Look, how do I stop Fev? I've never played footy. I just watch it. Fev's one of the greats. How do I stop him?" Some of his suggestions were a little extreme, but let's have a listen to what Mason Cox from Collingwood had to say.
"Your best bet, I think, if you got him a taser, you just taser him every two or three.
Taser?
Yeah, a little stun gun, you know?
Could I do that?
I reckon you hide it in your sock. Wear long socks. You hide it in the socks. Totally legal, 100%. And... yeah, that's the best way to get into it.
Just one thought.
I might like that. Might actually get me going.
Charge him, get him going.
You know, sometimes those really huge dudes in America, they try to tase them and just stand there.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, get the ball.
So that might backfire. Anyway, I did have some other suggestions. Here we go.
You'd have to lather yourself up in baby oil. Buddy Franklin does it. You do that.
So my whole body.
That's up to you, really. Usually it's just the arms. If you want to go whole body, go right ahead.
What does that achieve?
It's like if someone touches you, like their hands get real slick, so they can't catch the ball. Or you go the other option, which is called Grippo. You get a big tub of Grippo, get a big handful of it, put it in your hands, and then just go and just get it in his hair. It's impossible to get off your hair.
But if it's just something in his hair, how does that affect?
It would piss him off. It would piss him off. First thing you do, shake his hand, then you just go straight through the hair.
Okay. While covered in baby oil and tasering him.
Yes, that's That's your best bet, I think.
I tell you what, he's on the money there. Not with the oil, because the oil wouldn't bother me. But
I was going to. Oh, can I still just lather myself anyway?
Yeah, because you'll look better.
Okay, great.
But the Grippo, I used to play on a bloke called Max Hutchin, who played for St Kilda. Mm-hmm. A very good player, one of the best defenders I played on. And he used to wear Grippo. And I said, so what are you wearing Grippo for? He doesn't touch the footy.
Right.
And it was just to annoy me, because it'd get in your hair and your arms when you go to push off. Oh. And it'd take days to get off. So I used to wear a long sleeve when I played against the Saints. Him. I'd put a long sleeve on. And that was already mentally in my head, because I was worried about the Grippo. Oh.
Well, I'm bringing Grippo. So yeah. I'm in your head, man.
But I know how you're going to a lot of people for advice. And yeah. I had one of the great coaches, Dennis Pagan, who was a brilliant coach.
Wonderful.
One of the best of all time.
Legend, yeah.
He used to coach players that played AFL and they still couldn't play. So, interesting stuff.
Good point.
11 to 9. Make sure you join us tomorrow, by the way.
How good a coach is, mate.
Ticketek.com.
You haven't got it. You haven't got it.
Ticketek.com.au for your tickets tomorrow night.
Byron, a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour. Nando's. 101.